You're listening to Drake in the Morning with Wes and Sid on 98.1 The Max.
Let's say thanks to Harry's Razors, of course. The razors that are taking over the shaving world. Men are trying them, they like them, and they keep them, and they use them continually. And you will like it, too, if you try it. It's a great deal. I have had one now for months and don't have any desire to go back to anything else. So these guys, with their own factory, they take less profit and sell right to you over the internet. They offer their blades at half the price, just $2 a blade. So compared to the $4 or more you'll pay at the drugstore. When you get this this set, you get the weighted ergonomic handle with the 5 blades. They're very precise and sharp, and they do a good job. Don't cut your face up, and the trimmer blade for your sideburns and your mustache, maybe your ears, your nose, your hairy places. You pick the one of your choice. The rich shave gel and the travel blade cover. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer, fans of the show, go to harrys.com right now. Enter code DRAKE. Is that right? At checkout to get a post-shave balm also free. You're getting all this stuff for free for a few bucks in shipping. How about that? The handle, the blades, the gel, and now this post-shave balm. Man, how nice is that? That's harrys.com. The code is DRAKE, okay? Harrys.com, DRAKE. Do it that way. Don't screw it up or they'll yell at me. Harrys.com. The code is DRAKE. D-R-A-I-K. No, wait. D-R-A-K-E. Harrys.com. The code is DRAKE. Are we clear on this? Jeez Louise. But it really is good, though, so get you some. What did I mark here that's worth sharing? Because we're late. We got to go away. Here's some good news for a freaking change.
Cool.
We should all do this more. I do it sometimes and never mention it to anybody and just whatever. But you should do good things. They come back to you. And that's called karma, or it's called something. But life treats you like you treat life. And you do good things, you get good things back. A customer at an Ocean Springs, Mississippi. Where's Ocean Springs? Somewhere, I'm guessing, near the coast. McDonald's decided to, this gal was in line, and she wanted to pay it forward and get the tab for the car behind her. And this happens, I think, these days more than we realize. The world is full of people with good hearts and good intentions. It's the bad ones that get all the news coverage, not the good ones. So the GM there, Heidi Waters, says that sort of thing does happen a lot, but it usually stops about five to 10 cars in. So last Thursday, she was surprised when after the 20th car paid it forward, the employees got really into it. They were fired up. The pay it forward chain went on for an hour.
Cool.
With 125 people.
Wow.
That gives you hope that mankind is not completely screwed. Heidi said that it makes us feel that we are, I don't know why she feels appreciated, but I guess she should. The appreciation is to the people that kept this kindness going. And that's what we need more of in this world, and a lot less of the knuckleheadedness that we see around us constantly. Reba McEntire, love her to pieces, always have. She's turning into the female Gene Simmons. She will sell anything and do anything. And she's got a big heart. She does great charities. But bless her heart, she doesn't hate money. She's teaming up with Justin Boots for her own line of footwear. Let me get some of these. Reba by Justin. We'll have Reba's take on classic Western boots and booties.
Like for babies?
I don't know. What do you think?
No, they're those short boots the girls wear.
Really?
Yeah.
So boys can't wear them?
They might look kind of funny on you.
They might match my shorts, though. boots and booties. They'll be in stores. Hey, guess what? Just in time for the holiday season.
What do you know?
Thanks, Reba. We never did this. I didn't get a chance to bitch about this, except at home, where I was, I think, kind of shunned and told to shut up. Not really, but America's Got Talent. That was the one that just got done, right?
Yeah, I think.
So this thing went on for what, 10, 12 weeks? We had singers, we had dancers, we had a comedian who seemed to have promise. You want to see what America, what their mindset is? The winner of this thing was a 14-year-old ventriloquist. She had two puppets, and they talked and sang. And so through all of this and all of this artist and all the mentoring and all this other stuff, whatever the hell they do, a 14-year-old ventriloquist who has a great future at county fairs won the grand prize and the hallelujahs and the confetti and the hugs and the... But I guess the American people voted for her. She was cute. I saw it for 10 seconds, and I thought, there is no way that this little girl with two puppets is going to win this. But I was, as usual, wrong.
That's why some actors say never work with kids or animals.
So she's going to have a lovely career for about 6 months. What?
She's okay. I saw her the one other week. She's got a great voice. Drop the dang puppet.
Well, she had two puppets and they sang and whatnot.
Yeah.
And it's funny. It was so cool. Her lips didn't move much.
Wow.
Nice career choice, hon. And so now, last night, The Voice began again.
I don't know.
Why are you asking me?
Oh, wait. I have a little one who likes that.
I can't keep this up with this garbage. Dancing with the Stars is back on. I don't know who it is that gives a flip about this. It just kills me. The new Star Trek Discovery debuted with pretty good numbers on Sunday night. They think it'll be more because it's so hard to determine the ratings of anything, radio, television. Because they add in so many components. Who taped it? Who'll watch it later? Radio, if they can someday learn to measure podcasting and that kind of stuff, we'll all be a lot richer, but that ain't going to happen for a while. So Dancing with the Stars is, I don't freaking know. And The Voice is on, I guess, every night, and it's impossible to keep up with any of this nonsense. Rook Insurance, they keep up with your insurance needs. Tremendously. She's been adding, Miss Rook has a bunch of clients from this program, and we thank them for supporting her as she supports us. They work with businesses, with personal people, that was well done, with people like you on a personal level. So my point was that it's like businesses and your family. They lock the rates in. The Erie rate lock is there, and your rates don't go up and down. They don't change. And most folks that sign up with Rook Insurance never, ever leave the company. That is the beauty of the comfort you have and the confidence you have in what they're offering you. Small business, retail, service, any of that stuff, they can help you save some real money. 867-SAVE. If you call, they'll chat with you. And the offices in the area are in Lakeland and in Covington. Elizabeth Rook, we thank her and her staff for doing a great job for their clients and for supporting us on this program. Thank you, ma'am. We do appreciate it very much. Here is a 1 minute, 22 second song off the new album by the Foo Fighters that begins very quietly. And then Dave Grohl gets a little wound up. The new Rolling Stone magazine has a piece in it, or something did, about how he wrote these songs. And I guess they get some of the musical things done together. But he went off, he said, to some little cabin or shack or something, or a teepee or something weird. And he had something like 10 cases of wine and some other aids and his toothbrush, and that's about it. And he sat there for days on end till he got these lyrics written. And then he came out and sobered up, and he bathed, and they made the album, and now it'll be a big hit. Ninth Call right now can go to the concert and see what he came up with and hear the old tunes as well. 535-9898, your chance to watch the Foo Fighters in concert and hear and enjoy the new song from Concrete and Gold called T-Shirt.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.